The views and opinions expressed on this show are purely the views and opinions of the person who made them, and do not necessarily reflect or agree with those of the show's commercial sponsors, its radio station affiliates, or internet broadcast platforms. As the restriction on our God-given right to free speech manifests itself throughout the world, we are inspired by Jesus Christ's immortal words, "And ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free." And we reserve the rights to all our words. Thank you, and now enjoy the show.
To learn who rules over you, simply find out who you are not allowed to criticise. You are listening to ACH, I'm Andy, your host, and on today's instalment I'm talking to you, originally recorded and broadcast on Tuesday, March the 17th, 2026, at achshow.com. I will be presenting a show entitled The Manson Member Quiz, and the time is 8:31 a.m. here in London, England, making it 1:31 a.m. on the west coast of America, and just gone 4:30 on the east coast of America. Welcome to wherever you are around the world. And this is the rare time of year when the clocks in America have already sprung forward, but the ones in the UK and Europe have yet to do so. I believe yours went forward a week or so ago. Ours don't go forward until the last Sunday in March. And so we've still got, I think it's about a 3-week period where instead of the East Coast being 5 hours behind us and the West Coast being 8, the East Coast are 4 and the West Coast are 7. And I used to get it the wrong way round. I thought, well, if they've gone forward, then it means that it's 6 hours difference, not 5 for the East Coast, and 9 hours difference, not 8. I'm sort of dyslexic with time zones. It's very strange. And I have been caught out. The one show that I missed historically was one where I hadn't taken into account this time zone change, and as a result it was a live show, which I very rarely did. I think I did something in the early days of this show, and I was out, and I got back 30 minutes before I believed I was due to be on the air, and there were all these messages, "Where are you? You know, we're supposed to be on the air, aren't we?" Things like that. So there you go. It also caught Dennis Fetcher out last weekend as well. From his show, he missed the time change over in America because, of course, his network goes out of America also. Okay, so today's show title, The Manson Member Quiz, relates not to Charles Manson, but rather to Marilyn Manson. Now, whilst it's pretty easy to work out that the name Marilyn Manson is a stage name based upon the first name of Marilyn Monroe and the surname of Charles Manson, I was not aware until recently that many of Marilyn Manson's band members also adopted the first name of a sex symbol and the surname of a serial killer. And I found this information on the Wikipedia page entitled Marilyn Manson Band under the band members section, so I thought we could have a little quiz now in which you try to work out which sex symbol the first name came from and which serial killer the last name came from. Here we go, folks. Daisy Berkowitz, Olivia Newton-Bundy, Madonna Wayne Gacy, Gidget Gein, Zaza Speck, Sara Lee Lucas, Twiggy Ramirez, Ginger Fish. So that's 8 band members, and you get a point for each first name and surname you guess the origin of correctly, for a total of 16 points, and you just need to go to the Wikipedia page I mentioned to see how you did. I got 13 out of 16. I struggled with Daisy Berkowitz, as I couldn't think of any sex symbol with the first name of Daisy, but this actually came from the Daisy Duke character in The Dukes of Hazzard. Gidget Gein or Gein. Never knew if it was Ed Gein or Ed Gein. I have never heard of Gidget even being a first name, so there was no way I was going to work that one out, but apparently this comes from a 1957 novel entitled Gidget, The Little Girl with Big Ideas, and the name Gidget is a blend of the words girl and midget. Fascinating stuff, isn't it? I can only suggest you go to the Wikipedia page entitled Gidget if you wish to know any more. And finally, Sarah Lee Lucas. And the reason I didn't get this was the first name was not based upon a sex symbol, but rather a baked goods company. Okay, so here's what I found of interest in the news since the last I'm Talking to You show. The answer is nothing. So rather than look for the next apocalyptic date being rolled out in the so-called alternative media, I decided to come up with my own. Therefore, if I'm wrong, I only have myself to blame. So here we go. In just over a month's time, it's April the 19th, which is the anniversary of the Waco fire in 1993, the Oklahoma City bombing in 1995, and get this, The Simpsons first aired as a short on the Tracy Ullman show on April the 19th, 1987, and I'm sure you're all aware of those claims of The Simpsons predicting the future. Well, get this, folks. David Koresh, the leader of the Branch Davidians, who died in the Waco fire, claimed to be the Messiah. I don't believe he was, but one thing he did have in common with Jesus Christ is that they both died at the age of 33, and April the 19th, 2026, is the 33rd anniversary of the Waco fire. So what am I saying? That David Koresh will return then? Well, I do not believe so, in the same way I do not believe he was the Messiah. But you can see how some people may run with something like this, and many more will believe it. I do know this. David Koresh was working on decoding the seven seals of Revelation, and he finished working on the first seal on the last night of his life. You can actually find this on the internet, as a survivor of the fire, Ruth Riddle, had saved it on a computer disk. So if that interests you, look it up and make of it what you will. Okay, film review time. The film I've chosen for today is Angel Heart. Now, it's a weird one because I've got this on Blu-ray and I saw the DVD copy recently and it had a commentary on it, and I knew that I can play DVDs in my computer, so I can record the commentary and play it on my phone. And I tend to enjoy film commentaries more than I enjoy most of the shows that are out there that claim to be part of the alternative independent media these days. I don't tend to feel shortchanged at the end of it as I do by so many of those that I hear. And so it was 25p in a charity shop. I thought, you know, I'm going to buy this because it's a good film and I want to hear the commentary. Add some extras as well. When I got home and I looked at my Blu-ray, which I haven't seen for years, it's got no extras on, not even a theatrical trailer. I mean, it's quite amazing. And it's by a company called Optimum Releasing. And I looked into this further on the internet. I don't know if I was on a Amazon review or if I was on a Reddit page, something like that. But someone was bemoaning the fact that Optimum Releasing have in the past released films on Blu-ray with no extras, whereas the DVD counterparts have had lots of extras, including things like commentary. So I was quite pleased that I bought this Angel Heart DVD, and the commentary was very interesting, as were the extras, about 23 minutes worth, so quite brief, but pleased that I saw them. The film itself is essentially, it's set in the 1950s. The lead character, Mickey Rourke, is a private investigator, and he's hired by a mysterious character played by Robert De Niro to discover the whereabouts of a certain individual called Johnny Favourite, who Robert De Niro character says owes him money, or he doesn't like messy accounts, stuff like that. And interestingly, the DVD was 5 minutes shorter than the Blu-ray, and I believe that there were some comments about the editing being done, because it is an 18, it's an, that make an R rating in the US, so it's got some unpleasant scenes in that I would probably fast forward these days. I just listened to the commentary, so I wasn't subjected to those. But as a mystery, he described it as The Exorcist meets a Raymond Chandler novel, that sort of thing. And when Adrian Lyne is a different director, English as well, this guy is Alan Parker. And this is the only film of his I really like. And he said something very interesting in the commentary. He said he only did this film because he's always trying to do a different film each time. So essentially doing a different genre each time. And some directors do that, which means you will probably not like every one of their films, because if you like a particular genre and they do a film on a genre that you don't like, for example, this guy's done musicals before, which I absolutely loathe, you're not going to like those films. And that's something that I learned recently with the likes of Martin Scorsese. There are certain films of him, obviously, I have absolutely no respect for, such as The Last Temptation of Christ. But people would say that his films were all about sin and redemption. That was to me, they're just films. But I could see a certain pattern like that in the film. So recently when I saw Hugo, which I believe was a children's film, I didn't last long watching it, fast forwarded through it, and that went back to the charity shop. I could see that you don't just follow it. They're not like musicians that have a certain genre that they do and tend to stick to it. But there you go. So not a lot I can tell you about the film that I did, because I don't want to give anything away, but it is got violence in it, it's got sexual things in it that I'm not things that I really want to look at, and I'd be looking away these days. But as a story and a film, it really is one of the better films that are out there. It was made in 1987. For me, it's Mickey Rourke's best performance. It's the best acting I've seen him do, and him with De Niro together, they're very good. Okay, so now let's see what's going on right now in the mainstream media. So let's see where we're going to start off today. Let's just have a look at Associated Press. Associated Press and Reuters are next to each other in my bookmarks folder, and they're very similar. So the top headline, Trump says a former president had an Iran confession, aides to his predecessors deny recent contact. Beneath that, oh, here we go. Here's all the pop-ups. So I've got one, accepting all cookies. So that's got to go. Another one, AP news without an agenda. Really? Asking for money here, so I'll close that one. I know another one will pop up at some point if I don't get off here, because I had a look at this the other day. The headlines under the one I just mentioned, Trump sidestepped diplomacy on his way to war in Iran. Now he's asking China and others for help. And below that, Lindsey Graham got a war with Iran. What will it cost the country and his party? And live 10 minutes ago, UAE briefly closes airspace over Iranian attacks as Israel strikes Beirut and Tehran. So that is your top stories there on AP. All Iran Middle East war related. Let's go over to what should we do? Daily Mail. Let's have a quick look at the Daily Mail here. See what's going on there. Top story is race to stop meningitis outbreak reaching London. The officials confirm Kent cases are meningitis B amid fears of spread by vape. And this came out, I think, a day or two ago. Kent's not that far away from me. It's a neighbouring county. Basically, it centres around a university and potentially a nightclub. I can see now there's a couple of grammar schools that are being listed. It's killed two students and left 11 gravely ill, the government confirmed today. So that's our top story here in the UK. Below that, how is Iran still fighting back? Using a mosaic defence they learned from the fall of Saddam. That's an article by David Patrick Karakos, if that's how you pronounce his name. Certainly, we were told that this was just going to be a couple of days, weren't we? Reminds me of something else that we were told was just going to be a couple of days to do something or other, and we ended up being locked down for months, didn't we? So we'll see how this develops, because I saw yesterday claims of how energy might have to be rationed in the UK. Now, this was an op-ed piece in the Daily Mail, meaning it was someone's opinion. I think that's what that means. So it wasn't actual quotes coming out from people in power saying, but again, I have been suspicious of certain articles that I've seen in the mainstream media in the past being what I call trial balloon articles that they put out to see the sort of comments they get to gauge the public thoughts on this proposal. And if it's too, if the pushback is too great, they don't do it. And if it's not as great, then they think they can get away with it. They'll have a go at getting away with it. It's as simple as that. I saw something somewhere else, a comment somewhere about it'd be interesting to compare the prices in grocery stores 2 years ago to today. I think if we went back a little bit further than that, and not just that, the choices as well. Because pre-COVID, we had a lot more choices in grocery stores. Now the choices have been limited and the prices have gone up. So they've benefited at both ends. Generally, if you're, you know, producing a wider range, then you're spending more money on your product line. So you'd be charging more. So if you cut down the range, you'd be able to charge less. But they've cut down the ranges and charged more. So you can work all that out for yourself. Okay, let's move on to the BBC News website. And this is where we do the BBC News Top 10, which are the top 10 articles by viewing. I understand that's how they're worked out at the time that I'm looking at them. So you scroll down bbc.co.uk/news to the most read section, which is just below the halfway point. Number 10. And the burger goes to Michael B. Jordan marks Oscar's win at In and Out, which I believe is a burger restaurant in the US. We don't have it here in the UK. Number 9. On that note, what we do have that came in recent years, probably been here quite a while now, Five Guys. Now, this is a burger restaurant that I believe was in the US, come to the UK. But when you order it, it's like a lot of sit-down meals. And the way that it's set out in there is like a McDonald's. You know, people are sitting on benches there eating. Whereas you could go to a restaurant with a booth and pay the same sort of money. So I've had it once and it was okay. I mean, it was better than the McDonald's, as I recall. But would I want to pay the sort of prices I pay in a restaurant to eat there? And the answer is no for the setting and what you get. So I'm not sure what this In-N-Out burger's like because we don't get it here in the UK. Number 9. Trump's confidence is undimmed, but every Iran option comes with risk. Yeah, and I wonder if the people in power are going to be struggling to pay for energy and struggling to get food, things like that, or if it's just going to be risk to the people on the street. I wonder. Number 8. Reeves vows to stop UK tech from drifting abroad. Number 7. Roads closed and screens put up around RAF base. Number 6. Dozens killed after Afghanistan rehab centre struck. I looked at this earlier. Excuse me. Just have a little drink of water. Apparently, I found it interesting because I understood that the Taliban, when they got into power before the West attacked Afghanistan in after the 9/11 attacks, I understood that they destroyed all the opium crop in Afghanistan. And we know that they got back in power after during the Biden administration. But the opening paragraph of this article on the BBC says dozens of people are feared dead or injured at a drug treatment centre in Afghanistan's capital after an airstrike that the Taliban government blamed on Pakistan. So have they destroyed the opium crop this time, the Taliban? Be interesting to find out. I don't know if I can be bothered because I think if I looked it up, the media, whether it's mainstream or so-called alternative now, is so untrustworthy. But I question it. Obviously, we're told they destroyed the opium crop before. It'd be interesting to see if they have this time. Just because people are addicted to drugs doesn't mean they have to be producing drugs in that country. I don't believe that we produce, you know, heroin in this country because we don't have the climate for it. But we have lots of heroin addicts in this country. I just found that interesting anyway, that there would be a rehab centre, a drug treatment centre in Afghanistan's capital. Okay, let's go back to the top 10. Where are we up to? Well, I've hit the back button and I can't see them, so it's taken me back to a different part of the page. Thank you, BBC. Number 5, train delay repay rule makes changes. I'll repeat that. Train delay repay rule changes to make claims easier, whatever that means. Number 4, Easter holidaymakers switching from Dubai to Spain as flights fill up. It amazes me why anyone would want to get on a plane these days with all the nonsense we have in airports, things like that. But there are enough suckers for punishment out there, it seems. Number 3, woman not shortlisted for job as car is too old. Number 2, race to stop meningitis spreading and Donald's trumped. And number 1, Chris Mason, why Starmer thinks he's called it right on war despite Trump barbs. So there you go, that's the BBC top 10. Now let's have a look at the alternative media. Let's see what's going on over there. So I'm just going to open up my folder for alternative media articles. Where are we? We'll start off with rents.com. I listened to the first hour of his programme yesterday with Donald Jeffries, which was interesting. Let's see what he has to say in his headlines. So he's still got live India Today reports and updates on the US-Israel war on Iran. There is a belief that they give more candid reporting on what is going on. Let's click on it and find out, shall we? So I've gone to India Today, so that's indiatoday.in if you want to bookmark this and follow this for a while yourself. Something like this, you can't gauge it on one look, do you know what I mean? You need to go in and out over a period of about a week alongside other media channels that you use, and then you can decide if it's something that you want to stick with and something that you don't, because, you know, if you check it and you don't like it, it might just be that particular day. So if you really want to check it out, then do it over a period of time. Their top story is live. Israel says it targeted Iran security chief Ali Larijani, fate unclear. Well, I don't recall seeing that in any of the mainstream media in the UK when I looked this morning. And beneath that it says, global. This is the second headline. Where is Israeli PM Benjamin Netanyahu? Over the past week, social media has been abuzz with rumours claiming that Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu was killed. So that is the second story, and again, that's not something I've seen in the mainstream media in the UK. It's only been the alternative stroke independent media that's been reporting that. The third headline down is India News, dressing up massacre as military op, India slams Pakistan for Kabul hospital attack. The strike on a drug rehabilitation hospital in Kabul, which killed over 400 and left nearly 300 injured. So that's more on the BBC article I just mentioned. Maybe this is a site actually worth looking at. So I am going to bookmark this now. I might have already bookmarked it. Yeah, there it is. I did bookmark it. And then there we go. Okay, sorry about that. Let's go back to rents.com. So the top headline was the India Today link. And then we've got video of Netanyahu in coffee shop, quickly called deep fake by Grok and others. Then Arab reporters claim to hear Americans screaming and crying after Iran attack on US Victoria base near Baghdad International Airport. Then videos of Iran attacks on Israel, alleged video of Iranian attack on Tel Aviv, then the power of a nuke. And then we've got, note, beware of the Asian commentator Iran war videos. The following two seem to be AI fraud. Something is going on here. Excuse me. Again, goes back to the Bible, wars and rumours of wars. I'm not cherry picking here. I can honestly say I've not looked at any footage because I couldn't tell you if it was true or false if it was just AI. So I'd rather not waste my time. It's as simple as that. The film Wag the Dog. Now, essentially what goes on there is that we tell the public what's going on, whether it's true or false. It sounds like something Henry Kissinger said. Didn't he say that the public will accept what we say if we say that there's a threat out there, real or promulgated, which means real or we made the whole thing up? So I'm not saying that the whole thing's made up about what's going on over in the Middle East. I believe that there is a conflict going on. The motivations of the different sides, if there are different sides there, I question the official narrative. And again, if someone has been killed and they don't want you to know that they've been killed, then they ain't going to tell you, right? And equally, if somebody who doesn't like a particular regime wants to say that their leader has been killed because they think that they can gain political capital out of that, they're going to have no qualms about lying to you either. So there's really little benefit these days in looking at this stuff, unfortunately, although I still do so. Give you an example, two headlines below this on Rents.com. Claim USS Ford was sunk in the Persian Gulf. This story seems false. It is not confirmed. The Ford has been operating in the Red Sea. And if I hover over that, that takes you to a YouTube video. And then we've got claim USS destroyer Carney was sunk by Iran in the Persian Gulf. Not confirmed. And again, this links to another YouTube video. So YouTube, they were very quick to censor certain people. Very, very quick to censor. But certain things here that are not confirmed. Go back to COVID again. Oh, misinformation. Oh, you can't say that. You're questioning the official narrative. But things like this seem to be allowed. So it seems to be a break from certainly their tradition during COVID time, doesn't it? Okay, let's go over to HalTurnerRadioShow.com, if I can click it correctly, which I didn't just then. See what's going on over there. Top story, Trump postpones visit to China. Supposed to be going there in, what was it, in a week or so? Something like that, let's see. He was supposed to be going there in April, and he's going to postpone it for about a month. He said, because of the war, I want to be here. I feel I need to be here. Therefore, we requested to postpone it by about a month. So that is the top story. See anything else going on? China halting fertilizer exports. Now, this was interesting because essentially, this is all about growing food, isn't it? And the third line of the article says, well, let's just read the first three lines. The Chinese government has asked exporters to halt outbound shipments of nitrogen-potassium fertilizer blends. This was a sudden move today done without explanation yet. It will immediately, in capitals, affect farmers and food production worldwide. So, again, remember the Tex Mars book, Days of Hunger, Days of Chaos? How he predicted an engineered famine, things like that? He had information, he had sources back then. And a lot of the things that we've seen transpiring in recent years, you can actually tie more, well, I regard them as a greater authority, these old sources predicting this sort of stuff back in the 1990s, than I do a lot of these talking heads that have suddenly sprung up out of nowhere with audiences in the hundreds of thousands or millions that you hadn't seen a week or two ago. Do you know what I mean? So it's interesting to follow things like that. And again, I don't believe that the reasons for this war are what's the reasons that we're being told. I find it very curious that suddenly the energy supply is being disrupted when we've had this green agenda being pushed on us that we mustn't use energy and carbon neutral and all this sort of stuff. It seems to benefit that, doesn't it? So let's go back to the headlines on HalTurnerRadioShow.com. Prominent China weapons systems experts disappearing off official websites. And this was an interesting one too. Three or four of these people, they were on the website of the Chinese Academy of Engineering. They've disappeared off the websites, and The last line says, these experts were removed after Chinese radar and weaponry utterly failed in Venezuela and in Iran when US military action struck both countries. What China thought, in capitals they had in terms of defences, doesn't seem to work. I remember people saying years ago that China's showing us all these different weapons, but where have they tested? How do we know how they will work in a conflict? And again, I believe that it's the same group in charge, and conflicts are just something that a grand theatre for us. So this leaves me completely befuddled. We'll go with one more today. Well, two actually, off this website, because I looked at them earlier. Cuba in complete electric blackout. Cuba's aging electric grid has drastically eroded in recent years, leading to an increase in daily outages and island-wide blackouts. But the government has also blamed its woes on a US energy blockade after President Donald Trump in January warned of tariffs on any country that sells or provides oil to Cuba. The Trump administration is demanding that Cuba release political prisoners and move toward political and economic liberalization in return for a lifting of sanctions. Trump has also raised the possibility of a friendly takeover of Cuba. And further up in the article, it says that the claim is that because of the US embargo of Cuba, no fuel is available to their power electric generating stations. But that is disputed by the government. But whether they dispute it or not, the lights are all still out. It is not known, says no, I believe he means known. It is not known when electricity to the island will be restored. And then we'll go back to the last headline here. US asks for naval help with opening Strait of Hormuz. Allies say no. Donald Trump asked the world to join a multinational naval coalition to keep the Strait of Hormuz open. By the way, all these articles that I've just referred to off this website are from yesterday, March the 16th. So, again, Donald Trump asked the world to join a multinational naval coalition to keep the Strait of Hormuz open. Italy rejected. Spain rejected. Japan rejected. France hesitant. Norway rejected. Canada rejected. Australia rejected. Germany rejected. China no response. UK no commitment. Netherlands no response. South Korea no confirmation. And the article then goes on to reflect on Donald Trump questioning whether the US should be giving all this money to NATO. And the author of this article believes that this was a test to NATO countries to see if they would help Trump out. And Trump claims to represent America. So if they would help America in the same way that they believe they helped the EU in their conflict with Russia over the Ukraine. The last line is, this was a test and they failed. So if it was, we will see. Trump has talked about leaving NATO, the United States leaving NATO in the past. It could be that he uses this as a tool to do so, or it could be for some other reason. We will see. Earthnewspaper.com, let's go over there. Mark R. Else's website. See what's going on over here. He's just put a video up at the top. March 17th, obviously today. Yoshua Bengio, one of the founding fathers of modern AI, shares urgent warnings about the future of artificial intelligence, AI safety, and the risks humanity is ignoring. And that's a 23-minute video. Let's scroll down. How Iran and China shaped the war chessboard. That's by Pepe Escobar. Over 200 US troops wounded in Iran war, relatives of airmen killed in Iraq, criticise war and more. That's by Anti-War News with Dave DeCamp. Let's see if there's anything else. Almost complete control of our food. Four grocers control 85% of the grocery market. That is a just over a minute long, 1 minute 22, by Farm Action. It takes you to an X.com link, which I can no longer use because I don't have an X.com account. And if you click on these links to look at videos, they don't generally open unless you have an account with them, which is really useful, isn't it? So questions why they implemented that if they're, you know, unless they really want to find out who you are and what you're looking at, doesn't it? Battle for human survival extends far beyond Iran winning the war. That's Joaquim Hagopian. Okay, let's go over to beforeitsnews.com. There's before we do the Before It's News top 10, I just want to check if this particular article is in the top 10 because it's something that I saw earlier and it's something that I want to cover. So it's relating to Catherine Austin Fitz. So I haven't watched it, but I'll just scroll down, see if I can see it. And it's probably gone now. Here it is. It's number 34, as I'm saying this, if you want to find it for yourself at beforeitsnews.com. Probably changed by the time you listen to this broadcast. Catherine Austin Fitz on Iran, Epstein. No, it's not the one I was looking for. That's a different one. Epstein, US corruption and the control grid. Well, that's old. That's not really what I was looking for. But there was something there about, shortages, stuff like that, that I saw earlier. And I think that was Catherine Austin Fitz. So, sorry about that. That's not what I was after. Maybe it'll pop up. But she does come up with some interesting information. But she also comes out with things that I'm aware of as well. So I tend to just look at some stories connected with her presentations and the full presentations themselves. So let's close the show out with the Before It's News top 10. Number 10 went up 7 hours ago, 65 people viewing. Live Phil Godlewski, March 17th. They felt, and there's the pop-up, just obscuring that, so I'll repeat that. Live Phil Godlewski, March the 17th. They fell for the trap, Netanyahu. Number 9 went up 2 hours ago, 66 people viewing. Global chessboard exposed. Wan O'Savin reveals why Iran is the key move that changes everything. Number 8 went up 15 hours ago, 67 people viewing. Michael Jaco, Dangerous Intel, 3/16/26, the darkest hour upon us. Number 7 went up 15 hours ago, 81 people viewing. They do like their ominous headlines, don't they? News treason, Dr. Jan Halper-Hayes, full intel drop, 3/16/26. Emergency warning just issued, something big. Number 6 went up 2 hours ago, 81 people viewing. Am I the only one thinking this is completely crazy? Number 5 went up 4 hours ago, 100 people viewing. Byington bombshell report, Clinton's, Pelosi, Oprah, Michelle, Michael, Obama arrested, had tribunal hung. Yes, yes, yes. How many pit times have we seen pictures of these people in orange jumpsuits being told that they're in Guantanamo Bay? Obviously, this is a grift that keeps on grifting, as in the gift that keeps on giving. It's the grift that keeps on giving. That's what I would suggest, because to me, the fact that this was first told to us, I think, when Trump came into the presidency back in 2016, and they're still talking about it 10 years later, I stopped entertaining any such articles years ago. But they wouldn't be putting them out, and they wouldn't be number 4 in the top 10, number 5 in the top 10, if people weren't interested in them. Certainly 100 people are viewing it this very moment. Number 4 went up 9 hours ago, 100 people viewing on this as well. Live X22 report, Trump has just destroyed the deep state New World Order. Peace through strength. Yes, it sounds like a very peaceful man, what he's been up to recently, doesn't he? It makes you wonder why he wanted to get that Nobel Peace Prize so quickly. And when I saw that, quite frankly, ladies and gentlemen, to actually criticise the board that gives the prize and then to go to the woman it was awarded to and ask her to present it to him and then claim it was now his Nobel Peace Prize, it's just, the only word I can say is pathetic. It is pathetic. It's like the actions of a petulant child. Okay, I want this, I want this, I must have this, I must have this award. It's just so sad. And unfortunately, when I look at Trump recently, some of the pictures I've seen of him, he looks like he's wasting away, does not look well at all. So I would suggest that Nobel Peace Prizes are probably the least of his worries right now. Okay, number three, Judy Byington, unredacted, Trump signs Obama arrest order. Oh, really? JAG tribunals ignite Washington, D.C. I don't know what a JAG tribunal is. Number two, went up 7 hours ago, 142 people viewing. Ghost, big time military intel, we will see horrors never before witnessed, get ready. And number one, went up 15 hours ago, 211 people viewing. Gene Decode, Ricardo Bossi and Scott McKay, new Q Post 316-26, this changes everything. So there you go, you have been listening to ACH episode 2828. I'm talking to you, episode 259, entitled The Manson Member Quiz. I want to thank all of you for listening. I'll be back with a Bible reading tomorrow, and until then, folks, have a wonderful day, and bye for now.